I'm Jason Brown with Laughing Parrot Productions and Sierra Way Media. Here is your Eastern Sierra News. The Bishop Broncos put on a clinical performance both at the plate and on the mound, securing a convincing 14-2 victory over the Bobcats in seven innings. After a shaky opening frame, the Broncos settled in to rack up 17 hits and shut down the Bobcats' offense for the remainder of the contest. Game highlights: offensive explosion. The Broncos tallied 17 total hits, highlighted by a towering three-home run from senior Will Kemp in the fourth inning. Perfect at plate, Richie Talavera was unstoppable, going 5-for-5 with a double and 4 stolen bases. Pitching lockdown after a tough first inning for the starter. Will Kemp took the mound in the second and tossed 6 scoreless frames, racking up 9 strikeouts. All right, let's do the pitching summary here. Daxon Vecina got the start but struggled with command early, hitting the first 3 batters he faced. He finished the first inning allowing 2 runs on 2 hits and 3 HBP. When Will Kemp took over in the second inning and silenced the Bobcats' bats for the rest of the afternoon, over 6 innings, he allowed no runs on just 3 hits, giving up 2 walks while striking out 9. Well, next up, revenge at Tatum Field. The Broncos are looking to settle the score against Kern Valley, the team responsible for Bishop's only league loss this season. Matchup will be Bishop Broncos versus Kern Valley. It'll be Tuesday, April 21st. It'll be at 3:15 p.m. Where's the location? Tatum Field. City of Bishop Parks and Recreation Commission meeting will be at the City Council Chambers, 301 West Line Street. It'll be Wednesday, April 22nd at 6 p.m. It's going to be the City Park Master Plan Workshop and Survey Results. Presentation is going to be from Wood Rogers. The recommended action, review, and discussion for recommendation to City Council. Well, the Bishop Paiute Tribe celebrated the installation of a 29 kWDC, that would be kilowatt, guys, DC rooftop solar system, part of the tribe's continuing sustainable energy plan, which seeks to improve energy efficiency for reservation residents by adding renewable energy resources. The project was installed in part with funding from the California Solar on Multifamily Affordable Housing SOMA program at the tribe's Arrowheads Trails Apartments. A ribbon-cutting ceremony held at the facility was at 10 a.m. on April 18th. The Bishop Tribe is excited to extend renewable solar to the tribe's second and final multi-housing project, said Brian Adkins, urban planner for the tribe. The ribbon cutting today represents the ongoing dedication of our housing program and the tribal council towards meeting the tribe's long-term renewable energy goals. From our first solar installation with the Bishop Tribe 12 years ago to the historic first tribal SOMA project in 2023, and now this most recent and second SOMA-funded solar project at Arrowhead Trails Apartments, Grid SoCal is proud of its long partnership of delivering renewable energy solutions to tribal residents. We look forward to deepening and expanding our partnership with the Bishop Paiute Tribe for decades to come, said Jamie Alonzo, Executive Director of Grid Alternatives, Southern California. The Bishop Paiute Tribe recently received a voucher grant from the California Air Resource Board and California Energy Commission's Clean Mobility Option Voucher Pilot Program, CMO, to implement the tribe's NUMU Mobility Project, which will provide clean electric transport to tribal students and elders to access needed educational and community services. This program will be operated by the Bishop Paiute Tribe and offer safe and clean transportation for students, providing shuttles for after-school tutoring services at the Bishop Paiute Tribe Indian Education Center, an additional school bus for preschool students accessing Bishop Indian Head Start Preschool, and a passenger vehicle for tribal elder services. The tribal project restores or adds to existing fleets that previously used internal combustion engine vehicles, Electric vehicles have the potential to receive energy from renewable sources such as solar. Adding electric vehicle infrastructure to our tribal fleets moves the tribe closer to meeting tribal energy and climate goals. The tribe has partnered with the nearby Big Pine tribe that has a similar project. Staff over the two tribal governments have been working together for the past year to host several workshops to gather input to ensure the final results are safe, convenient, and accessible to children, teachers, and parents, and elders involved in the programs of both tribal communities, says Brian Atkins, urban planner for Bishop Tribe and project manager. Assembly member Dangipa called on Governor Newsom to answer for a deeply troubling pattern of budget mismanagement and deliberate lack of transparency, most recently highlighted by the administration's failure to disclose a $2 billion discrepancy in the state budget. That article can be found on our website at sierrawave.net. Southern Mono Healthcare District, April 26th, regular board meeting will be taking place on April 23rd at 8 a.m. There is a link on our website for those who want to participate in the Teams meeting. They'll also be having on April 22nd at 9 a.m. a special board meeting. And a link on our website is there as well for you to participate via the Teams. I'm Jason Brown bringing the news. For more news, always go to sierrawave.net. Follow us on Facebook or Instagram at Sierra Wave Media. Remember, since 1996, for 30 years, now we've been your local resource for news, sports, weather, culture, and the people who shape it. Thanks for listening.